Six Nations elected council have voiced concerns with Ontario's proposed changes to organ donations in the province. Council discussed the proposed Bill 4, the Peter Cormos Memorial Act, which would change the way Ontarians consent to organ donation. The proposed bill would establish that organ donation consent would no longer be required for people of ages 16 years and older, and that now Ontario citizens would have to opt out of organ donations if that is desired by the individual. Six Nations Councillor Amos Key Jr. spoke on the proposed legislation and his hopes to bring forward Six Nations concerns with the bill to the Legislative Assembly of Ontario.
Ontario is looking at another piece of legislation for organ donation legislation, Bill 4. As you recall, in the past, you could opt in to donate your organs for them to play with in science or whatever. So then it's assumed that we're already presumed that we already opt into it. So we are wanting to send a letter as well with our disappointment in that and not being engaged in consulted on it. But we also asked the chief and myself, Andrew myself, to, because this legislation is being developed, they're going to have standing committees, of course, that we go and present our issues on that, that we weren't consulted in the first place, again, and that we are against the legislation, Bill 4, on organ donations.
Six Nations Director of Wellbeing, Deborah Jonathan, also spoke on Bill 4 and explained the cultural concerns Six Nations elected council has with the new legislation.
And it does propose significant changes to the current organ donation system. They're trying to make it presumed consent, where individuals are automatically opted in for organ donation and tissue removal. So the goal of this is because our organ donation is so low in Ontario. So if this passes, people have to now opt out. There's been little to no engagement with Indigenous communities, which is our concern, because for us, there's a very significant meaning to not donating our organs. And so this is something that needs to be addressed, because my concern as well is, you know, entering into the Western healthcare system is challenging at best for a lot of our people, especially those without advocacy. And it would be very easy for them to be overlooked. And so this is something that I feel is critical for our leadership to address, that we are not included in this as Indigenous peoples.
Councillor Amos Key read a prepared statement on behalf of Council's Wellbeing Committee that he hopes can be shared during the bill's second reading before the Standing Committee.
Therefore, be it resolved that the Six Nations of Grand River elected council take the recommended position against a presumed consent approach to organ donation and tissue removal because of significant cultural considerations by First Nations as informed by the Six Nations of Grand River Department of Wellbeing. So we want to take that as our position, Chief. And we want to be able to hopefully go to the standing committee and cite that with them. Again, not being consulted in the first place. So we're going to submit a paper on that, a position for Bill 4, and have it read into the record.
Bill 4 currently has been ordered for second reading by the Legislative Assembly of Ontario. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.